We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, honored viewers. Thank you for being with us on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 16 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Hiltul, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia on Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yangchaolde Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jingmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, China donates $83 million U.S. dollars for a new stadium in Costa Rica. In good governance news, Jordan shows success in early childhood education. In health news, an American doctor finds that plant-based foods help relieve stress. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, April 21st, is the birthday of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II of the United Kingdom. Reigning since 1952, Her Majesty has been a caring and generous patron of 600 charities and organizations. Offering opportunities to young people and conserving wildlife and the environment are important concerns of Her Majesty. The many green initiatives established at the royal household include power-efficient heating measures, low-energy lighting, recycling of computers, and the production of organic vegetables and fruit at the Sandringham Estate. In 2008, Her Majesty invested in the world's largest offshore wind turbine and an offshore wind farm development in Scottish waters. Our sincere gratitude, Your Majesty, Queen Elizabeth II of the United Kingdom, for your benevolence through your actions. We respectfully wish Your Majesty excellent health and a most blessed birthday.
Fly-in News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Arkansas, Kentucky, and Tennessee, USA. On April 10th, tornadoes swept through multiple states in the southeastern region of the country, with five people losing their lives and dozens injured as hundreds of homes were damaged, some beyond repair, from winds reaching speeds of up to 170 miles per hour. Concern for their safety and well-being, Supreme Master Qinghai pledged $20,000 on April 19th in emergency aid for the tornado-afflicted communities. As Supreme Master Qinghai frequently requests updates on the status of situations such as these, with Master's permission, we would like to share the following report with our viewers.
April 15, 2009. Beloved Master, on April 10th, a deadly tornado swept across the state of Tennessee, which caused damage to at least 250 homes, 36 people injured, and two lives lost. The search and rescue effort continued into the evening. Elsewhere in the region, a tornado also touched down in southwestern Kentucky. Several people were reported hospitalized. In Mena, Arkansas, the tornado had cost three people their lives and damaged more than 100 homes, with two plants at an industrial park destroyed. Some 50 soldiers were dispatched to help with security and food distribution. We are in the phase of collecting more information and organizing local resources. Our plan is to do the rescue work in a joint effort by Ohio and Tennessee centers. We are deeply thankful for your blessings and love. From association members in USA.
We thank Supreme Master Qinghai for allowing us to share this information with our viewers, who may wish to know more about the effect of these disasters in the USA. We also thank our association's foreign group for providing this report. Our appreciation to the government's soldiers and other relief workers for their swift actions to help their neighbors in the storm's aftermath. We are grateful for Supreme Master Qinghai's love and material assistance to those in need as we pray for the smooth recovery of their normal lives. May the effects of such extreme weather events be minimized through humanity's greater care for one another and the environment.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
New healthcare plan in China. The State Council has announced the start of a three-year, $124 billion U.S. dollar initiative that seeks to provide all Chinese citizens with equal access to basic health care by 2020. Within 3 years, approximately 1.5 million village and community doctors are expected to be trained, with at least one clinic for every village and county. The central government is also funding the construction of 2,000 new county hospitals, with programs to be launched for disease prevention, subsidized health insurance, and improved rural water and sanitation facilities. China are accolades for this comprehensive program to ensure adequate health care for your citizens. Wishing the peaceful Chinese people thrive in well-being and happiness.
Iranian president makes rare judicial intervention on behalf of two journalists. A letter sent on behalf of President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad to Tehran, prosecutor Saeed Mortazayi, has called for fair treatment of detained US-Iranian journalist Roxana Sobeiri and Canadian-Iranian journalist Hossein Derakhshan. The letter stated, at the president's insistence, you must do what is needed to secure justice and fairness in examining these charges. Take care that the defendants have all the legal freedoms and rights to defend themselves, and that none of their rights are violated. Our deep appreciation, Your Excellency, for your actions to ensure fair treatment of these two journalists. We pray for a just outcome in their case and for all journalists worldwide as they carry out their valued duties of bringing timely and up-to-date information to the public.
Summit of the Americas results in auspicious outlook. Last weekend's 34-nation Summit of the Americas in Port of Spain, Trinidad and Tobago highlighted cordial discussions and concluded with a spirit of optimism that was reflected by many of the attending leaders. Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva affirmed signs of a new beginning in United States-Latin American ties, saying, "It is fully possible to have a new relationship of friendship." Host country Prime Minister Patrick Manning of Trinidad and Tobago said, "These deliberations here have heralded the dawn of a newer, brighter, and better day." Our respectful accolades, leaders of the Western Hemisphere, for your summit of amicability and future promise. May the nations of the Americas join in cooperative unity, one and all, for the peace and shared prosperity of all peoples.
Vegans have healthy bones. In a joint Australian Aulaxis or Vietnamese study that compared the bone density of 105 vegan nuns in Aulax or Vietnam's capital city to those of 105 non-vegetarians, both groups' bone health was found to be equal. Dr. Tuan Nguyen of Australia's Gurion Institute of Medical Research stated, "We showed that although the vegans studied do indeed have lower protein and calcium intakes, their bone density is virtually identical to that of people who eat a wide variety of foods, including animal protein. The calcium consumed by the vegan nuns was only 370 milligrams daily, compared to recommended levels of 1,000 milligrams, and their protein was 35 milligrams per day, compared with the 65 milligrams consumed by the non-vegetarian group. Many thanks, Australian and Aulaxis researchers, for demonstrating the effectiveness of a plant-based diet in ensuring good bone health. We wish that more and more people come to know the manifold benefits of this personal and planet-friendly lifestyle."
Australian health authorities warn against dangers of egg consumption. In a statement to the media, health authorities in the state of New South Wales reported a 37% increase in cases of salmonella infection so far this year compared to the same period last year. A significant portion of the infections are linked to foods containing raw eggs. Salmonella can result in serious illness and even fatality for those with vulnerable immune systems. Our sincere appreciation, New South Wales Health Authorities, for this food safety alert that also serves as a reminder of the advantages of the hygienic and compassionate plant-based diet.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet:
lower blood pressure,
lower cholesterol levels,
reduce type 2 diabetes, prevent stroke conditions, reverse atherosclerosis,
reduce heart disease risk 50%,
reduce heart surgery risk 80%,
prevent many forms of cancer,
stronger immune system,
increase life expectancy up to 15 years,
higher IQ,
conserve up to 70% clean water,
save over 70% of the Amazonian rainforest from clearance for animal grazing,
a solution for world hunger,
free up 3,433 billion hectares of land,
free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply,
consume one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production,
reduce pollution from untreated animal waste,
maintain cleaner air,
save 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year,
stop 80% of global warming,
plus more.
Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
For more urgent information, please visit suprememastertv.com/harms-benefits-flyer. Save our planet. Formosa or Taiwan endangered by rising sea levels. In the wake of global warming, sea levels are also increasing, placing islands such as Formosa or Taiwan in a precarious state. Dr. Fan Kuang Lung of National Taiwan University's Institute of Oceanography has been examining the tidal levels of Formosa's four harbors since 1991 and has been noting their steady increase.
10年3公分哦,看起来好像不是那么严重,事实上是非常严重。
A rise in sea level has direct impacts, such as increased occurrence of damaging coastal erosion with harm to wetland ecosystems and loss of land upon which countless people's livelihoods depend.
Our sincere appreciation, Dr. Fan Kuang Lung, for your efforts to raise public awareness of the need to address these consequences of global warming. Let us all heed these alarming signs and turn to nobler earth-conscious lifestyles.
In August 2008, during a video conference with our association members in Formosa, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke about the grave state of islands such as Formosa and urged that we avoid natural disasters through kinder care for the lives on the planet.
很多那个岛的人啊，要移民到别的国家去，别的岛去，因为他们岛会沉下来，没办法生存。不是说那个海底的鱼或是沙那些海里的众生而已，真的太恐怖啊，太可怕了。其实我希望人民啊，赶快醒过来就对了，不然我们真的这个灾难不可思议啊。
Save our planet. Ocean plastics threaten turtle survival. Classified as critically endangered, leatherback turtles, which have existed on Earth for more than 100 million years, are now declining in alarming numbers. The key reason, as revealed in a new study by Dr. Mike James, a marine biologist at Dalhousie University in Canada, is ingested plastic. Consumption of plastic by turtles was found to lead to intestinal obstruction, digestion problems, and even starvation, with effects on reproduction also noted. Dr. James has proposed a solution to this issue, saying, "It's as simple as reducing packaging and moving towards alternative biodegradable materials and recycling." Our sincere thanks, Dr. James and colleagues, for highlighting the connection between human-caused pollution and these gentle turtles' endangerment. Let us work to clean our oceans and eliminate plastic so that the leatherback turtle and other marine co-inhabitants can flourish for 100 million years and more.
Save our planet, reviving an ancient method of water storage. In Los Angeles, California, USA, environmental group Tree People has proposed the use of cisterns or large water storage containers to extend water supplies in the large city. Tree People has thus partnered with the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power to build 5 demonstration sites in Los Angeles that will gather and store 1.25 million gallons of fresh water. Tree People founder Andy Lipkus explained that a 1 inch of rain in Los Angeles produces 7.6 billion gallons of water, and that water collected in cisterns could cover half of the city's needs. Bravo for your sensible green innovation, Mr. Lipkus and Tree People. We can't wait to hear more about such a beneficial water solution to help preserve this precious resource.
Save our planet. Energy Globe Awards presented in Czech Republic. The 10th Environmental Awards Ceremony, held in Prague, awarded top prizes from among 800 projects submitted from 111 countries in the element categories of fire, earth, air and water, as well as youth. The first prize in the fire category went to the Burma Solar Hospital project, which also received the audience top voted world award. Created by a collaborative Thai international group to provide solar power to medical centers in Myanmar for their treatment of Burmese refugees, The project also trains medical staff to install the solar panels themselves in remote area clinics and hospitals. For Earth, the winner was the Chile STEP project, which has been successful in collecting and recycling electrical appliances. The top prize in the water element was awarded to a sustainable water project in Tanzania, and the air element prize went to a group in Burgos, Spain, who are helping reduce air pollution by providing free bicycle rentals. The winner in the youth category was the Rock in Rio school project for promoting solar energy in Portuguese schools. Energy Globe Awards winners and participants, we join in applauding your dedication and noble eco-endeavors. May the benefit of these resource-saving projects reach all corners of the globe to uplift communities worldwide.
Save Our Planet. The United States Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, will spend an additional $600 million for the cleanup of hazardous waste sites across the nation, which will also aid local economies by creating jobs in the site areas.
Save Our Planet. The Philippines Department of Environment and Natural Resources honors the Zamboanga City Government for its wildlife program, especially for its efforts to preserve sea turtles.
The monkey and I follow a compassionate animal-free diet. For a tip on helping the environment, I'd like to talk about how to reduce the use of plastic. Many times in restaurants, you are offered or given a straw with your drink or with to-go orders. Next time, consider asking the restaurant staff to leave out the straw. Over time, it will save a lot of plastic. If you need to use straws, there are reusable ones made out of glass or stainless steel that are pretty cool. You can check them out online. Many thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Thank you for tuning in, and now for the weather around the globe.
In world news, China donates $83 million for a new stadium in Costa Rica. The National Stadium of Costa Rica will be completed in less than 2 years and will accommodate 35,000 people. It will contain offices of the 32 federations of various sports played in the nation, an athletics trail, and a sports museum. Costa Rican President Oscar Arias Sanchez expressed his gratefulness, saying, "Thanks to the enormous generosity of the Chinese people, this dream will be possible in some months." Many blessings for your kindness, China. May the nature-loving Costa Rican people derive much benefit from this incredible gift.
In good governance news, Jordan prepares young people for further education. Her Majesty Queen Rania Al Abdullah of Jordan, a leader in early childhood education, released the United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, report. It documents the country's significant accomplishments in this field. Her Majesty said, "We in Jordan have been working hard to ensure that every child gets the best start to life. Access to nurseries and kindergartens that are stimulating, nurturing, and fun. Our earnest appreciation, Your Majesty Queen Rania Al Abdullah of Jordan, for helping to create a bright future for the young people of your nation. We also send our sincere thanks to all those participating in Jordan's early childhood development programs. May youngsters in all parts of the world grow up with much love and unlimited opportunities." Up next on Noteworthy News, a physician in the United States releases a study suggesting that plant-based foods sustain health during stressful times. We're just going to take some fresh drinking water out for the dogs. Please stay tuned for more smoothing news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, energizing news for a powerful world. In health news, a doctor from the United States recommends eating vegetables to alleviate the effects of stress. Dr. Joseph Keenan, a member of the American Heart Nutrition Council, conducted a study which showed that a diet of foods such as tomatoes, grapes, pears, and broccoli helps maintain health. He found that a person during challenging times is at increased risk of heart disease, high blood pressure, and diabetes. Dr. Keenan stated, "Plant sterols are substances in all foods that come from plant sources that actively lower cholesterol." Thank you, Dr. Keenan, for your beneficial research and good advice. May we all turn to a vegetarian diet for better health for ourselves and our planet.
Now please join us for a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Red Light.
Một phụ nữ lái xe vượt đèn đỏ, một cảnh sát đi xe máy đuổi theo, chặn lại xem giấy tờ. Ồ, cô là giáo viên Dung hả? À, tôi chờ đã lâu lắm rồi, bây giờ xin cô lấy giấy bút ra, viết cho thật đúng, thật đẹp, 100 dòng câu này. Tôi sẽ không bao giờ vi phạm luật giao thông nữa, tôi sẽ không bao giờ vi phạm luật giao thông nữa, tôi sẽ không bao giờ.
And now for our viewers' heartline. Grill saw our public service announcement moving towards a vegetarian society and commented,
"Thank you. This is something that the world needs to act upon. Grill."
Globally concerned Grill, we thank you for your affirmation. It is high time all governments and citizens realize that the compassionate, animal-free diet is the only hope for the survival of our planet. Let us keep wholeheartedly working for that day and believing with heaven's immense blessings that it is soon arriving. With our love and good wishes.
Do you have a heartline today? Thank you for tuning in to Noteworthy News on Supreme Master Television. If you have any stories or comments from your part of the world, please send them to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on your screen.
May your every moment be graced with inner contentment. We'll see you next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Serbia's president, Boris Tadic, visits an Orthodox monastery in Kosovo on the Friday prior to Orthodox Easter, where the president affirmed his wish for peace in the region.
500 people in northern Mali disarm in cooperation with the central government following mediation led by African Union chairman and Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi.
United Arab Emirates Ambassador to Canada, Mohammed Al-Ghafi, and Canadian Senator Marcel Broden, along with other parliament members, met to discuss ways of improving relations between their nations.
8 different U.S. universities report receiving a total of $45 million in donations over the past few weeks from one or more anonymous donors.
As a part of a human rights action plan for the disabled, China will provide training and employment services to create an additional 300,000 jobs by 2010.
After 27 years of not knowing his daughter was still alive, Dirk Pratt from Seattle, Washington, USA, was joyfully reunited with his daughter, Francesca, as a result of his successful internet search.
South Korean officials announced their agreement to resume talks for the first time in a year with North Korea regarding a factory complex located on the border of the two countries.
An Organization of the Islamic Conference, or OIC, delegation visits Sweden to further relations between the European Union and the OIC as Sweden assumes presidency of the European Union.
U.S.-based NASA's Kepler telescope has produced new full-field views of the galaxy, each containing some 14 million stars, from which scientists will search for Earth-like planets.
Addressing the opening ceremony of the 8th Boao Forum for Asia, Saudi Prince Saud bin Abdullah bin Tunayan Al Saud encouraged unity in resolving worldwide economic challenges.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet.
May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.